weeks after another anchor store closure at Eastland Mall, Bloomington Normal business leaders are grappling with the future of retail. The changing retail landscape was the focus of the McLean County Chamber of Commerce's recent BN the Know event. GLT's Ryan Denham was there and finds the challenges facing retailers are much more complex than just Amazon versus brick and mortar.
Paul Sherman's voice will sound familiar to you. He's the owner of Sherman's, the appliance, electronics, furniture, and mattress retailer. The commercials are very memorable. He's got about 170 employees in four locations. When you ask him to predict the future of retail, he's quick to reflect on the recent past.
My understanding and thoughts on where our company needs to be from a promotional versus branding perspective and traditional media versus digital has changed dramatically since April. How we structure some other things internally changed dramatically from last December. How we staffed our floors and things we need to do, totally different thoughts, and have learned many things since last May. It's like if you asked me 18 months ago where we would be today, I would not have been able to predict where we are.
Hy-Vee's 2015 opening in Bloomington was met with great fanfare, but even Hy-Vee faces competitive challenges that require evolving. That's according to marketing and merchandising director Sarah Hulk. Take grocery delivery, a growing business that's being offered by more and more stores, not to mention third parties like Instacart.
I think fast and free delivery is very important, and you absolutely need to offer it to, you know, be competitive and be in the game and all of that. But that's kind of what everyone is doing right now and what everyone is striving for, so While both of those are very important, and I think it everyone should be, you know, be in that, I also think that you can do more to stay competitive. And again, with us, the little bit extra could be if you order groceries, we'll bring it in, put it in your counter, or put it in your freezer, or whatever the customer wants, really. But I think in order to stay competitive, it needs to be a little bit more than that, and that can be different based on what your product is and who your audience is.
Kristen Lee says she started with Kohl's as a part-time associate while going to college. She says all those anchor stores that have been closing around Kohl's, from Bergner's to Sears to JCPenney, it's sad, even if Kohl's is doing fine. Kohl's is watching like the rest of us to see what happens at Eastland Mall. Owner CBL is redeveloping a few spaces there for new purposes. The JCPenney is becoming an H&M store and a Planet Fitness. A new Outback is being built in the parking lot. Here's Kristen Lee.
But a couple of things I think, you know, the mall is have to do different is you have to create a different experience. So the layout of the current mall is awful. It's awful. You have a food court that's non-existent, but look at the location of that food court. From a convenience standpoint, if you're going to go into a mall and shop, you have a mission. You're on a mission. We no longer have time to leisurely shop and let's go to the mall and I'm going to spend my money. We don't have time for that. So we had to be able to come in and come out and, oh, if I want to come in and eat something, I just want it to be right over here. I don't want to have to walk down four corridors, turn right, and then find the food court. So it's the convenience and the layout of malls that I think is hindering some of that.
Lee says that Kohl's is moving towards smaller stores that requires less inventory and fewer employees. And Kohl's is finding they're more profitable, too. The typical Kohl's, like the one in Bloomington, is about 80,000 square feet. Kohl's is experimenting with stores as small as 35,000 square feet. That evolution isn't confined to the mall. Sarah Hulk says Hy-Vee opened a new concept store in downtown Des Moines, Iowa last year. It's about 35,000 square feet, half the size of the Hy-Vee in Bloomington.
It's like the neighborhood type place that offers a lot of local, and it's something that you can walk to, and it's just right down the street. And so we are starting to do some things like that. We also just opened a standalone health market in Des Moines that is also kind of like a neighborhood setting type thing. It's supposed to be fast and fresh. You can stop in and get something healthy for lunch on your lunch break, that kind of thing. So obviously doesn't pertain to us in a lot of our markets, but we are starting to do some of that in Des Moines. A lot of our new stores are going in big metro, so it's kind of a diverse area, but we are starting to focus somewhat on that.
But even if you have a smaller store or if you go to a cashless checkout, you're still going to need some employees. Kristen Lee with Kohl's says finding, training, and retaining employees isn't easy these days.
Hiring is really going to be one of the biggest challenges. Increasing minimum wages and, you know, just competitors, you know, from a retail big box standpoint, we're always looking at what's Target doing. You know, what are even Meijer doing? How much are they paying? And there's definitely a wage gap. And it's going to stretch a lot of retailers' dollars quite thin in the next 10 years, depending on how high we get. I know here locally we have a big hiring shortage, which is surprising with the amount of retailers closing, but it's really throughout my district and really countrywide. I think low unemployment is good, but from a retail perspective, it's hard. It's really hard to get that talent into our stores.
This Being the Know retail discussion was moderated by the Chamber's Government and Public Affairs Manager, John Walsh. I'm Ryan Denham.
Be in the Know sessions take place quarterly throughout the year. GLT is a co-sponsor of the series.